Blog Talk Radio.
Would you let them break us apart?
No.
Would you let
directions in their own way. Our house divided cannot stand. So don't let them break us apart. Let's come together in unity and stand for one another. Show respect, show love, and support to one another. That should be our purpose. That should be our goal. If someone has done any wrong or any harm to you, you got to have a forgiving heart. Welcome to Garden of Gethsemane, Spiritual Assembly of God in Christ. And I am Sister Adonia. I am very pleased to be here. I hope everybody had a weekend. I hope you enjoyed your weekend. and did some fun things that you really like. So far, my weekend has been pretty good. Nothing unexpected, and I'm glad that I can say that. Nothing unexpected has had arrived. I had a wonderful time, actually. I was invited, and I went to my granddaughter's birthday celebration. She's a beautiful, sweet soul, and she had a birthday celebration held on Saturday. It was on Friday. It was Friday evening. And it was lovely. My joy was seeing her so joyful and enjoying herself. It was very nice. It was moving, and it was wonderful. It was a wonderful experience. So, on that note, I was surprised when I saw that actually it is 64 degrees. If you believe that, our climate change, 64 degrees. And right now, there's no telling what tomorrow might be like. God only knows. It's in y'all's faithful hands. And so whatever will be, will be. Now, the call-in number, if anybody wants to call in, is, let's see, 929-477-2573. Again, I will repeat the call-in number here for Garden of Gethsemane Spiritual Assembly of God in Christ is 929-477-2573. Let me share a little bit with you on Ruth. Okay. All righty. Let's see here. It says Ruth, and she was the great-grandmother of King David, who reigned approximately 1010 to 970, between 1010 and 970 B.C., probably lived around 1100 B.C., okay? Now, she was a loyal daughter-in-law, pictures God's faithfulness, love, and care. Because when she had lost her husband had passed, she was faithful to stay with her mother-in-law because she knew that her mother-in-law needed help. So she had compassion and sympathy in her heart for her mother-in-law. So she did not leave, so she was faithful and the love that had grew between them, you know, is what kept them together. And she wanted to care for her. She wanted to care for her mother-in-law. So Ruth, a gentlewoman, she marries into a Jewish family. When all of the men of the family die, Ruth shows loyalty to her mother-in-law, Naomi, staying with her and scavenging food to keep them alive. As Ruth gleaned barley in a field of the wealthy Boaz, he takes an interest in her and orders his workers to watch over her. Naomi recognizes Boaz as her late husband's relative and encourages Ruth to pursue him as a kinsman redeemer. One who would wed a relative's widow to continue the family line. Boaz marries Ruth, starting a prominent family. When I was married, I'm myself a widow, but I always wanted to keep my family, my father, for that reason, because I honored my husband, and of course I wanted his name, but I also did not want to dismiss my father's name because I felt a deep need, desire, wanting to continue on the family's name. And so now, there are many of us, you know, Cohens, and so name will go on, will live on. Now, let me see here. Wherever thou gast, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Chapter 1, verse 16. Now, unique and unusual, Ruth from the pagan land of Moab married a Jewish man and became the great-grandmother of Israel's greatest king, David, and an ancestor of Jesus Christ, Yahshua Messiah. Wow. We can trust that Yah will provide whatever we need when we need it, and to work out our lives in ways that are better than we ever imagined. And that is the truth. I don't stress when I see things that may not be as I had anticipated or had hoped and was expecting it to be, but I realize and I'm reminded that my way is not Yah's way. Yah's way is not my way. His way is bigger than mine. It's higher than mine. And so I just have your way, Lord. Whatsoever you desire, just have your way. That is my prayer. And I noticed, or I've heard, I'm sure some of you have heard too, about the disaster with Ellicott City and how, you know, the homes, a lot of people were devastated by the flooding and all. So please pray for those families that their lives may be restored of that. And I pray for those just grieving the loss of loved ones. There's something that really touched me too was when the young lady in Randallstown, 22 years old, her and a little 5-year-old son, they were both shot by the police. A 5-year-old baby, can you imagine that? It was just a few days ago. So we have to pray and ask the Most High, come here and correct the situation, because it's really gone too far. And what we need to see, I also heard that there was a lot of police officers that left us leaving them. And there are a lot of police officers that's rising up and wants to come in so that they can do the right thing and change the system from what it used to be to what it has been, as a matter of fact. So that's what we want to see. We need new growth and new life in the system that's going to care about us. Again, I'm Sister Rosalia, and I will perhaps be speaking with you again tomorrow. I look forward to it, and I'm glad that I've had this opportunity to share with you. You all be blessed. Enjoy the rest of the day. Always remember to pray and trust in the Most High, the one that made us, and it will go well with us. It will go well, because remember, Yah is in control. We're the spiritual being living a human experience. I want to thank you, and I want to look forward to speaking and sharing with you. And sorrow, garden of the sin, spiritual assembly of Christ. Okay. Have a blessed day. Tell somebody. I will be posting on my Garden of the Sin group pretty soon. For today, I will be posting a post also on my inspirational site pretty soon today. And it always makes me feel good when I can go on and see that the names of my beautiful people that's there with me. So my ministry is not combined or in just in a building or behind some walls. It's worldwide. So that's about it. Wrong, left. Look forward to talking with you, seeing you soon.